The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show where everything is literary. Here, we could all look at words, appraise its value, and present it to every doorstep bearing good news.
Yep.
As we all know, poetry is a breath of fresh air. The rest of the population could only say, come in.
Indeed.
On with the program. For today, we will examine the poetic in math and the mathematical in poetry.
Wow.
Is there really poetry in mathematics, Marty?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Let's see. The resonance between poetry and mathematics were expressed well by the American poet Ezra Pound in his book of literary criticism, The Spirit of Romance. As he puts it, poetry is a sort of inspired mathematics, which gives us equations, not for abstract figures, triangles, squares, and the like, but for the human emotions.
Oh, wow.
Something to ponder on.
Yeah.
Poetry is a kind of inspired mathematics. Okay, Marty, what do you like about math?
Honestly, I had an on and off appreciation for math growing up, and I thought, maybe it's not for me.
Okay.
I started enjoying it when there were no pressures of grades and was fascinated and excited with learning solutions and finding answers.
Cool.
How about you, Cookie?
Well, I like patterns.
Oh, okay.
And counting.
Why do I know this?
I sound like Count Von Kant there. Anyway, I also like solving puzzles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Math is logic. It's practical.
Mm-hmm.
We use it in our everyday life.
That's
and true. I like a good brain exercise.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
I like mental stimulation.
Ah, okay.
Mathematics teaches me problem solving. It teaches me how to think.
Ah.
I hope it works the same for all of you out there.
That is true.
What about numbers? Let's talk about your favorite number, Marty.
You know what? I actually have no idea, but I like 9 since high school.
Oh, okay. That's a good number.
I only learned through a book that 9 represents completion and achievement to the fullest degree, as it is the complete number. 3 expressed 3 times.
Told you.
How about you, Cookie?
Oh, the infinite. Fibonacci number 8.
Ah, fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I also like 8. Like it. Play on words. Because in numerology, 8 represents feminine energy.
Ah, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That sounds cool.
It gives strength to achieve goals.
Oh.
And 8 is also the luckiest number in Chinese culture.
Ah, yeah, that one I know. That's the only thing I know.
It's associated with prosperity.
Yes, that's true.
Speaking of math-fueled poetry, what would you recommend as an addition to our list, Marty?
I found a poem for kids entitled A Maths Poem by Andrew N.
Let's hear it.
Here goes. Is it a decimal or is it a fraction? Should I divide or use subtraction? Can anyone tell me what is this shape? Do we use a ruler or maybe a tape? 100 centimeters make 1 meter. How many milliliters to a liter? Push the buttons on a calculator. Teacher shouts, use your brains. You'll need them later. 3 times 6, find a factor, but not using a protractor.
Aw, cute.
Yeah, it's cute. How about you?
I have 5 recos on my list.
Okay.
59, a love poem for lonely prime numbers by Harry Baker.
You used to play that in jam, 8813.
Yeah, still remember.
Yeah.
Pi by Wisława Szymborska. Geometry by Rita Dove. And Pablo Neruda's Ode to Numbers. Oh, and Carl Sandburg's Number Man for The Ghost of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Wow, that's an amazing list, Cookie.
Mm-hmm. Now comes the part where we welcome our first guest.
Right.
On the subject of math, we give you Marnica Lattes with The Poet and the Fire Piston.
The Poet and the Fire Piston. They say Filipinos invented the fire piston. Before it was ever called that name. The curious device came, it was said, from further east beyond Sumatra. On the path of Magellan and Elcano, it could only be from those marine settlements that became Manila or Cebu. They made it out of animal horn or bamboo and carved graceful designs and even inlaid knacker on the cylinder, the better to ignite tinder with, as the symbols of slinking salamanders made the slam rod tube sinuous and pretty. Pigafetta brought back samples that ended up in Pisa's museum basements. Galileo was fascinated with it just before he faced the Inquisition. It resurfaced only a few centuries later to become basis and inspiration for the newfangled Spitfire, the engine of internal combustion. What if a Hanunoo carved a tanaga on the small bamboo tube he sent to his sweetheart, who lived on the shore of Lake Nauhan, and her brother repurposed it with pump and tinder to produce the precious spark? This is how poetry must have sired the early science of fire. Or they, in fact, were born of the same desire for warmth and light, including in the process turbulence and chaos, silence as well as explosion, both ordered to a point of focus, the flash of soul and smoke, math and myth.
Marty!
Yes, Miss Cookie.
Is there a historical reference that mentions the introduction of math to society?
The book, The Words of Mathematics, an etymological dictionary of mathematical terms used in English by Stephen Schwarzman, says that mathematics, colloquially shortened to math, came from the Latin mathematica, which was taken from the Greek word mathematikos, which in turn was based on mathesis, spelled M-A-T-H-E-S-I-S, which was also borrowed into English, but is now archaic, meant mental discipline or learning, especially mathematical learning. The Indo-European root is spelled M-E-A-N-D-H, meaning to learn.
Cool, learning!
Yeah! HistoryCooperative.org says that the invention of mathematics is a journey that spans a millennia, with its origins lost in the depths of prehistory. But through the study of historical artifacts and texts, we can trace an approximate timeline of math's development. Let's start with prehistoric beginnings around 40,000 years ago. Math in its most rudimentary form began with early humans. Archaeological findings reveal evidence of basic counting systems dating back tens of thousands of years. These early numeration systems were essential for tasks such as counting possessions, making sense of natural phenomena, and tracking the passage of time. Most folks started counting on their fingers and then went from there.
Wow.
Yeah. The earliest written evidence of mathematical thought was found in ancient Mesopotamia, around 3400 BCE. The Sumerians developed cuneiform symbols to represent numbers and used math for administrative and economic purposes. Clay tablets from this era contain mathematical tables and problems that reflect some of the earliest mathematical texts. Most impressively, the notational system in Babylon had the ability to represent fractions with ease. They had extensive experience with quadratic and cubic equations, calculus, and algebra. Ancient Egyptian civilization also contributed significantly to the early development of math. Hieroglyphic inscriptions show that they had a sophisticated understanding of geometry, which they used for land surveying, construction, and taxation. The Rhind Mathematical Papyrus, dating to around 1650 BCE, is a notable example of Egyptian mathematics. Much like the Mesopotamians, the ancient Egyptians have among the oldest surviving mathematical documents in all of math history. Ancient Indian mathematicians made substantial contributions to mathematical thought, particularly in the realms of number theory and algebra. The ancient text known as the Bakshali manuscript, dated between the 2nd and 3rd centuries CE, but containing older material, provides insights into early Indian mathematical ideas. Hallmarks of Indian mathematics include the concept of zero as a number, algebra, and arithmetic. Moreover, they had their own geometric concepts, which were unique compared to that of which is seen in Greek mathematics and later analytical geometry.
I like geometry.
Oh,
just
really?
Saying.
That is so cool.
Now, let's listen to TJ DeMacali with a page from the diary of the janitor at Hilbert's Hotel.
A page from the diary of the janitor at Hilbert's Hotel. So much depends upon the red-shifted stars glazed with cosmic background radiation inside an inflationary universe.
Did you know that the earliest poet known by name is also the earliest mathematician known by name, Enheduanna? She was the chief priestess of the moon god Nina in the city of Ur and daughter of the Akkadian king Sargon, one who was known to govern the region of Sumer during the period between 2334 and 2279 BCE.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that the 12th century Indian mathematician and poet Bhaskara wrote all the mathematical works in verse?
Oh, what? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Another trivia. Did you know that poets and mathematicians alike have praised each other's specialisms?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Euclid alone has looked on Beauty Bear, wrote the American poet Edna St. Vincent Millay in a 1922 sonnet paying homage to Euclid's geometry.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. I like geometry.
I heard.
Oh, and remember the Rubaiyat, the jewel-encrusted edition which sank to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean aboard the Titanic.
What jewel?
Yeah, it's on BBC.
Oh.
Anyway, did you know that its author, poet Omar Khayyam, who wrote hundreds of quatrains, was also a mathematician?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Did you know that aside from being an English author, poet, and photographer, Lewis Carroll was also a mathematician.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
He's like a Renaissance man.
It seems like it.
Next, we have Mark Di Maisip with Loose Limits.
Loose Limits. Black holes are inescapable bottomless pits of mine, 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 mine. Fated to feed an endless hunger, they must keep amassing, else vanish. Desperate for a natural border against foreign invasion, Ivan the Terrible expanded the Russian Empire eastwards. They reached the end of the world and continued west. Before 1945, no accounts of humans running a mile within 4 minutes Roger Bannister broke the record. 1,755 plus others broke his. Everywhere, things valued are resting in corners, while something discarded continues to persist. The universe is a vast domestic landfill, a lost and found thrift store, an eternal recycle bin of energy and mass. The slaughter of uneaten prey is habitual in most predators, jaguars, leopards, hyenas, humans, damselflies, jellyfish. This bloodlust is surplus killing. Death by overwork is so common in Japan that there's a word for it, karoshi. Responsibility is the leading cause of stroke and heart disease. Icarus fell in love with heights. Augustus Gloop drowned while quenching his chocolate gluttony. Daenerys took back the throne, but only after raising her home to the ground. Entombed, with the first kin emperor are his dismembered concubines. He needed validation, even after death. Millennia later, a global village with a dopamine pandemic, an always online, onward, moving more. Within Earth, fiery pits of magma sit waiting, aching to unleash hell, hungry for land to consume.
Marty!
Yes,
Ms. On Cookie. Notable figures in the field of math, which once made a mark on you.
You know, I did a lot of searching online, and in my head, I think these people are amazing. One is Bertrand Arthur William Russell. He's a British philosopher, logician, and social reformer, founding figure in the analytic movement in Anglo-American philosophy, and recipient of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1950.
Amazing.
Russell's contribution to logic, epistemology, and the philosophy of mathematics established him as one of the foremost philosophers of the 20th century. And Sarah Hart, the first woman to hold England's oldest mathematical chair, professor of geometry at Gresham College and author of Once Upon a Prime, a book about the ways math appears in fiction and poetry.
I like the title of the book.
Yeah, that's true. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, for the nth time, it's mathematician and world poetry slam champion Harry Baker for
Ooh,
me.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Also, World War II code breaker Alan Turing.
Oh, yeah.
I also greatly admire Srinivasa Ramanujan.
Yes, from the movie, right?
Yeah, the man who knew infinity. I find it interesting that Ramanujan believed his mathematical abilities were inspired by the divine. Yeah, I believe that too.
He's amazing.
Yep. Moving on to our lineup here. Here's Frank Aguilar with Horror and the X Plus Y.
Angry villagers and the law enforcers.
torches. Monsters right in front of them. Let X be the thing. The battle. Then the X plus Y. Then it becomes X plus Y and the monster is defeated. Until you realize there's part two for every story.
We would like to thank Cecil Ledesma for her support.
Woohoo! Thank you so much, Cecil!
Hi, Cecil! To sum it all up, basic things like rhythm, rhyme, order, pattern, symmetry, symbols, and the like are all part of the poetic. In itself, it's mathematical. I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.